This recording is to support the study review for SGI New Zealand members. It is based on the lectures of Daisaku Ikeda about Nichiren Daishonin's letter, Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime. The reader of this material is Jimmy Wallace. When you hear a bell, this is a quotation from the original Gosho, read by me, Lily Della Porta. Enjoy the lectures.
Chapter 4. Transforming Our Fundamental Attitude. Refusing to live a life that is an endless painful austerity. Lecture. Battling Ignorance. The character Myo of Myoho, or Mystic Law, has three meanings: to be fully endowed, to open, and to revive. These three meanings of Myo are all implicit in chanting Daimoku. In other words, chanting Daimoku contains 1, the myo of perfect endowment, meaning that the single law of Myoho Renge Kyo encompasses all phenomena. 2, the myo of transformation that opens the world of Buddhahood in the lives of beings in the 9 worlds, the worlds from hell through Bodhisattva. And 3, the myo of great benefit, whereby a life filled with suffering is revived into a life of great tranquility and joy. Our life itself is an entity of the mystic law. Therefore, it is fully endowed with all phenomena. Fundamental darkness and the enlightened Dharma nature, earthly desires and enlightenment, and the 9 worlds and the world of Buddhahood, all of these exist within us. For precisely that reason, we can carry out a mystic and fundamental inner revolution, changing darkness into light, kindling the flame of enlightenment by burning the firewood of earthly desires, and thereby manifesting the world of Buddhahood in our life of the 9 worlds. The key to achieving this profound inner transformation is our heart, our fundamental attitude or mindset. Therefore, the Daishonin warns in On Attaining Buddhahood in This Lifetime, if you think the law is outside yourself, you are embracing not the mystic law, but an inferior teaching. When we diligently exert ourselves in chanting Daimoku based on this admonition, always remembering that a change in our own heart or mind is crucial, the three meanings of myo will clearly manifest themselves in our life. Needless to say, the law contained in the practice of chanting that the Daishonin spread is truly wondrous. However, even the power of this wondrous law cannot fully manifest in a life that is clouded by ignorance. Ignorance is the inner darkness that prevents us from believing in the mystic law and staying focused on the Buddha nature of ourselves and others. The practice of chanting enables us to break through this darkness and vibrantly bring forth our Buddhahood. Battling our ignorance, this inner struggle, is the essence of chanting Daimoku. Studying Buddhism yet succumbing to non-Buddhist thinking.
You must never think that any of the 8,000 sacred teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha's lifetime, or any of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions and 3 existences, are outside yourself. Your practice of the Buddhist teachings will not relieve you of the sufferings of birth and death in the least, unless you perceive the true nature of your life. If you seek enlightenment outside yourself, then your performing even 10,000 practices and 10,000 good deeds will be in vain. It is like the case of a poor man who spends night and day counting his neighbour's wealth but gains not even half a coin. That is why the Tiantai school's commentary states, unless one perceives the nature of one's life, one cannot eradicate one's grave offences. This passage implies that unless one perceives the nature of one's life, one's practice will become an endless, painful austerity. Therefore, such students of Buddhism are condemned as non-Buddhist. Tiantai's great concentration and insight states that although they study Buddhism, their views are no different from those of non-Buddhists. Whether you chant the Buddha's name, recite the sutra, or merely offer flowers and incense, all your virtuous acts will implant benefits and roots of goodness in your life. With this conviction, you should strive in faith.
In the passage that we are studying this time, the Daishonin further strongly cautions, you must never think that any of the 80,000 sacred teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha's lifetime, or any of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions and 3 existences, are outside yourself. The use of the word never here, I feel, is deeply significant. In this passage, it is stated that the entirety of Buddhism is contained within our own life. The Daishonin concludes that the 80,000 sacred teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha's lifetime and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions and 3 existences are all phenomena inherent within us. The Daishonin goes on to say that as long as we seek enlightenment outside of us, even our performing 10,000 practices and 10,000 good deeds, meaning all of the practices expounded in Shakyamuni's lifetime teachings, and believing in the protection of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas throughout the 3 existences, meaning the benevolent functions of the universe, will be in vain. Doing so is as pointless as counting a neighbor's wealth, he states, because we personally gain nothing from doing so. The Daishonin then cites a passage from a Tiantai school commentary, which states, unless one perceives the nature of one's life, one cannot eradicate one's grave offences. If we fail to grasp this point, the Daishonin warns, all of the external practices and good deeds we might perform in order to gain enlightenment will ultimately become an endless, painful austerity. What does it mean to say that unless we perceive the nature of our old life, we cannot eradicate our grave offences? Grave offences here can be taken to indicate ignorance, which is the source of all evil. The grave offence of slander arises from denigrating the law or the correct teaching of Buddhism as a result of innate darkness or ignorance. In Tiantai's Buddhism, it is only possible to eradicate this ignorance through the practice of observing one's mind. In other words, through wisdom. In the Daishonin's Buddhism, fundamental darkness is overcome by the sharp sword of faith in accord with the principle of substituting faith for wisdom. This is the essence of the practice of chanting Daimoku. Anyway, to recap, if we seek enlightenment outside of us, we are not pursuing the path of observing one's mind, a path that enables us to overcome the fundamental evil or ignorance or darkness. In that case, all of our efforts and good deeds to attain enlightenment will be missing the vital ingredient. They will be every bit as futile as counting a neighbor's vast riches. Moreover, because none of these efforts will help us eradicate our ignorance, they will only become an endless painful austerity. This battle against ignorance is the heart of Buddhism. It is said that Shakyamuni's enlightenment lay in identifying darkness or ignorance as the fundamental cause of the sufferings of birth, aging, sickness, and death, and in expounding the way for overcoming this ignorance. Therefore, as long as we seek the path to enlightenment outside our own life, whatever practices and good deeds we carry out will deviate from the true essence of Buddhism. Accordingly, the Daishonin says, such students of Buddhism are condemned as non-Buddhist. To seek enlightenment outside our own life is to be defeated by ignorance. An important point in this writing is that the Daishonin warns that we too, people who practice Nichiren Buddhism, run the risk of falling into non-Buddhist ways of thinking if we seek the law outside of our own life. Hence, as the Daishonin's disciples, we must always bear in mind his admonition. You must never think that any of the Buddha's teachings are outside yourself. Chanting Daimoku is a practice for revealing the originally inherent mystic truth that exists in all people and achieving Buddhahood in this lifetime. It is an incomparably wonderful practice, in the sense that it represents the means by which all living beings can gain enlightenment. If, however, we forget the Daishonin's admonition to never seek the law outside of us, then no matter how hard we might practice, we will lose sight of the correct path to universal enlightenment and effectively wind up practicing a non-Buddhist teaching. That's why the Daishonin is so strict on this point. The essence of our practice is to perceive the true nature of our life, our mind. To do this, we must wage an inner struggle. If we allow ourselves to be defeated by the three obstacles and four devils, we will not be able to obtain enlightenment. That is why battling the darkness or ignorance within us is an unavoidable part of the process of becoming a Buddha. In other words, whether or not we continuously battle our innate ignorance is the single most important determinant in whether we attain Buddhahood. As such, it is something we must never forget. By engaging in the struggle, we can reveal the Buddha wisdom within our life and thereby confront and overcome our ignorance. But if we fail to undertake the struggle, ignorance will shroud and conceal our Buddha nature. Ignorance deepens and exasperates the five delusive inclinations of greed, anger, foolishness, arrogance, and doubt within us. That is what happens when one succumbs to the belief that the law is outside oneself. This is the end of part 1.